So it's day 14 of the government shutdown, and in the commercial break, we're talking about all the people who aren't going to get paid.
Yeah, military.
Got to be really hard. Like, you know, I have a daycare bill every 2 weeks.
Sure.
You don't just say, hey, I'm not getting paid. You can't have it.
And like, the mortgage company, they're like, hey, I still need you to pay this mortgage if you're going to be in that house.
Right. Exactly. So I feel for the government workers right now. I believe this is the week where checks will not be coming.
That's
they
right.
had a partial check and now nothing. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Jamie?
I'm fine, thank you. Were you at the Mike Johnson press conference yesterday? He kind of laid out his point of view.
I did. I was, yes. The daily one that's every single day now.
Yeah.
Here's what my question is.
Even on Columbus Day.
This is a real side. I'm you know, diverging a little bit. Why are they still using poster board? Aren't there, like, TVs they could use? Some
monitors,
sort of
some
virtual
kind of monitor.
Information? Like, do they go to Kinko's?
So they have a monitor, but they stuck the monitor outside the speaker's office and it's playing an ad over and over again, showing Democrats talking about how bad government shutdowns are. They haven't been using it lately, but that's what they've used
okay.
it at some point. And but no, everyone, the poster board is still undefeated here on Capitol Hill.
So what kind of information was on that poster board yesterday?
So yesterday this is a quiz bowl question. So yesterday's one was, specifically they used the different times in which they have voted on the clean extension of government funding. The one the GOP has put on the board several times, and has been shot down by the Senate each time. So it was just, I believe yesterday's they had like the different dates in which it was voted on each time the Democrats have, pretty much voted to kill the clean CR.
And you know, Senator Lindsey Graham, he said, listen, I'm ready to reopen the government today. But, he's refusing to talk about restoring the Obama-era subsidies. And then on the other side, you got Senator Mark Kelly insisting that the Democrats just trying to prevent, you know, people from losing health care coverage. I mean, this, how far along can this go? I mean, can the Democrats get a guarantee or something in writing,
yeah.
you know, that says, listen, you open it up, we'll talk about the Obama era, you know.
Well,
subsidies.
I mean, the reality is the Republicans are kind of their strategy in this is to just keep bringing this thing to the floor and hope that the dam breaks the way that the Detroit Lions defense did on Sunday night.
Burn.
Oh.
Okay, I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yep.
I appreciate
yep.
that. Thank
I
you.
I give you that one. Yep.
I mean, what Democrats have said and Republicans and the press have been asking Democrats is like, well, can you get like a guarantee in writing? And,
yeah.
and what at least what House Democrats have said, and Hakeem Jeffries has said this over and over again, they don't really trust Republicans to negotiate in good faith if they were to reopen the government. They think that the Obamacare tax subsidy issue would just go away. So they want something in writing now. And this is one of the few ways in which they can use leverage because you need 60 votes to reopen the government. And Republicans don't have 60 votes right now. And so it seems like Democrats have kind of chosen this as a way to pretty much bring Republicans to the table. So far, it hadn't worked yet. But, you know, neither side has really given any indication that they're going to budge at this point.
Have you been privy to any of these, like, hallway skirmishes? I mean, Mike Lawler was talking to Hakeem
Jeffries. I went
Jeffrey.
To both of them.
Oh, look at you.
How awkward.
And kind of like we knew that Gallego and Kelly were going to go there and have like a press gaggle. And, you know, Mike Lawler was just kind of watching it. Yeah, he had come because he was going to talk to the speaker about some bill or something. And the speaker comes out of his office. And next thing you know, it's like, oh boy, here we go. And then when Mike Lawler went down to Hakeem Jeffries' press conference, after that was concluded, we were like, oh boy, this is going to get bad. And yeah, it did. It was a 5-minute long exchange. I had it timed out on my phone. You know, you had insults like, bro, can you do math? You're an embarrassment. It was pretty testy. And to think that what it would have been like if they were actually in session and all the lawmakers were there, all 400 of them, that would have been quite a scene.
I mean, at least they would have been talking to yeah. each other. But anyway, I know the vice president warned that the longer that this shutdown goes on, the deeper the cuts will be. You already got about 4,000 federal workers, you know, that are facing mm-hmm. termination. Are these cuts being used as leverage? Or is this just a fallout, you know, from having a prolonged shutdown?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a thought that they would be, and then that this might be something that forces Democrats' hands. So far, it has not done that, but it's a very real possibility that this is something that the federal government utilizes or the Trump administration utilizes. Now, according to Democrats we've spoken to about this, they're pretty confident that there's some legal challenges that these workers can undertake if they, in fact, do get fired. That was also brought up when there was this threat of them not getting back pay. Democrats believe there's a lot of legal protections and that pretty much guarantees that government workers do get their paychecks back when the government reopens.
Do you see the sides sort of bending a little bit? I mean, you have
No.
okay.
I haven't seen anybody give it. Yeah, that's what the crazy thing is. When they broke for the weekend last week, Chad was saying that the earliest we're going to get this resolved is probably Wednesday because nobody's given any indication that the dam is breaking. And what was fascinating is when I saw a senator who was kind of involved in some bipartisan talks get a question. He's like, "Well, can you give us an update on the ACA tax subsidies talks?" And he's like, "There are none." And that just shows you just how kind of dug in everyone is right now. It doesn't really seem like anyone's willing to give right now.
And Mike Johnson's not going to call the House back in session until, like, chicken and the egg kind of thing.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, he has said that we'll bring them back when you reopen the government. And I mean, one thing you got to keep in mind is that they do want to, they have a date for when they went for at least the GOP bill, when they would bring everybody back or when they would fund the government until, and they want to negotiate the full budget. Well, every day they're not in session, it makes it harder to do that.
Ryan, you covered a lot of shutdowns before. Did this one feel different? I mean, are the lawmakers more worried this time about like how voters will assign blame if this shutdown keeps going on?
It's been a thought, but I don't think that there's a major fear for some. There's some there definitely are. I mean, you
Yeah.
had Kirsten Gillibrand last time scream, you could hear her yelling in a closed door Dem meeting saying, like, we're going to be the ones who get blamed for this. But I think there is a thought that maybe shutdowns aren't as politically as big of an issue as people think they are, because it's hard to really look back and see if there's a specific election where a government shutdown cost a party in one way or another. So I think there's always that. And what was different about this was this is the one where it actually happened. I mean, ever since I got here, they've always found ways to avoid it.
Okay.
And Speaker Johnson has found creative ways to avoid shutdowns and whatnot. And we came very close to in the Biden administration. It never happened. But this was the one that everyone was like, yeah, this one just feels like, we're finally going to shut down. This is the one that where the dam's going to break. And that's exactly what has happened.
And no end in sight
No
per
end.
your reporting. Thank you, Ryan Schmelz. We appreciate your time. By the way, the lines are still 4-2. So don't you
They
worry
are.
about
They
us.
are. They're not. They're not 1-5 like the Ravens are. That's right.
That is true. Okay, thank you so much. Good luck today.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Coming up next on JR Morning, we are going to be talking about a new EV battery sort of situation coming through to Washtenaw Community College. They had a ribbon cutting yesterday, and we'll talk about it next.